From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 25th day of November, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The weather is at the top of the news for today as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. Hazardous weather is not expected at this time, but a significant winter storm is expected to track up the Hudson Valley on Tuesday night into early Wednesday. It looks to bring primarily rain to the area, possibly heavy at times. However, the precipitation may start as snow and turn to sleet and possibly freezing rain into Tuesday evening and change back to sleet and snow before ending on Wednesday evening. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high near 33 degrees. For Monday night, a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 22. We'll bring you the next 3 days' weather into Thanksgiving in a moment, but first, here is the weekend in review. Some of the stories that made the news between November 22nd and November 25th. Adam Clayton reported in the Register Star that more than 100 residents from the area and surrounding counties packed Livingston's Town Highway Garage for an informal meeting on the proposed power line expansion, part of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's New York State Energy Highway Initiative. Cuomo's plan includes tripling the voltage output of the existing lines and increasing tower heights by 15 to 65 feet. Speakers included Kofi Zan, director of Project Ghent, farmer and Livingston Councilman Will Yandick, Daniel McKay of the Preservation League of New York State, Haley Carlock, an environmental advocacy attorney, and Greg Quinn of Concerned Citizens of Clinton. Each took to the podium to speak about their experience and knowledge of the proposed power line expansion. Jim Dinn, Director of Public Affairs for the Public Service Commission, also attended and fielded questions during a public forum. Dinn told the crowd officials are polling public opinion and no final decision regarding the proposals have been made. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. As reported by Tom Rowe of WGXC, Palinville and Athens may have new radio stations soon, as nonprofit groups in those towns have filed applications with the Federal Communications Commission for low-power FM stations. Applications from the jazz nonprofit Planet Arts from New York City and Athens and the Matrium of Cybele Magna Mater Incorporated, a pagan nonprofit in Palinville. They face no competition, and the FCC says it will attempt to get such singletons on the air as soon as possible. The Palinville group claims the signal will cover Catskill, Saugerties, and into Columbia County on 102.9 FM. Planet Arts is a jazz record label run by Catskill's Thomas Bellino, looking to air jazz programming on either 93.9 FM or 93.7 FM in Athens, Hudson, and Catskill. In all, New York had 65 applications for low-power stations, most in non-competitive situations. You'll find that full story at thenewsroom.wgxc.org. Melanie Lekasevic reported in the Daily Mail that the Athens Town Council last week adopted its 2014 budget, which includes a 2% tax levy increase, falling within the state's mandated tax cap. The budget includes several line item increases, including a 1.5% salary hike for all non-union town employees, including town council members. The spending plan also includes $15,000 for a new computer server and attorney and consultant fees related to the proposed energy project under consideration. Council adopted the budget on a unanimous vote. Jessica Mosier reported Durham officials also adopted the town budget for 2014 at the town board's recent workshop meeting. The spending plan totals $2.36 million and requires a tax rate increase of 13 cents per $1,000 of assessed value over the 2013 rate. Finally, according to a report released last week by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, candidates for federal office have benefited from companies operating hydraulically fractured wells, as well as trade associations that support the fracking industry. Among the recipients of the industry's largesse during the 2010 election cycle were Representative Chris Gibson of Kinderhook, along with Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer of New York. The industry increased its contributions to House and Senate candidates by more than 200% between 2004 and 2012. You'll find that full story online at the CREW website. As for the weather, as I stated at the top of the program, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our area. Although hazardous weather is not expected at this time, a significant winter storm is expected to track up the Hudson Valley Tuesday night into early Wednesday. and it looks to bring primarily rain to the area, possibly heavy at times. However, the precipitation may start as snow and turn to sleet and possibly freezing rain into Tuesday evening and change back to sleet and snow before ending Wednesday evening. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high near 33 degrees. Monday night, a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 22. On Tuesday, a slight chance of rain and snow before 1 p.m., then rain likely, cloudy with a high near 39 degrees. More rain for Tuesday night. The rain could be heavy at times with a low around 37. On Wednesday, rain again with a high near 43 degrees. Wednesday night, snow likely, mainly before midnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 22. And for Thursday, the Thanksgiving Day holiday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 16. Sunrise today was at 6:59 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:26 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, the 25th day of November 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.